So you attended the Colorado River District's annual seminar in Grand Junction on Friday. Tell us about the event. Is it kind of the familiar water nerds that KDNK listeners are familiar with, like Brent Gardner-Smith and Jim Pokrant, or is it also ranchers and fishermen and other people?
You know, there was a variety of representatives at the seminar, and it was a really great place to kind of get the pulse of the Colorado River Basin and how it's being managed, you know, the complexity of that management, giving the variety of stakeholders involved, the people who need that supply, municipalities, smaller communities, farmers, other water rights holders, and hydroelectric dams and things like that.
So while conditions here in the valley have been fairly normal this year, the Colorado River Basin is in its 16th straight year of drought. What was the common denominator, as you put it, among speakers at the event?
Well, the common denominator is that there are going to be some pretty serious challenges going into the future. This is a really big and important river basin that drains about 240,000 square miles out of Colorado, New Mexico, Utah, Arizona, Nevada, and California. And as you said, it's in its 16th year of drought, which creates some pretty significant challenges for the future. A couple of things that I really keyed in upon. First is significant imbalance between the demand that we've created for the Colorado River Basin and the supply of water that it actually produces. That is going to be exacerbated by the effects of climate change. One of the speakers at the seminar really focused upon that. For the Colorado River Basin, some of the climate change risks he pointed out were reduced annual runoff, earlier runoff than we normally see, degraded water quality, greater water demand as a result, and a more frequent drought.
We have a lot of elected officials who are continuing to express doubts about climate science, but the effects of climate change are already a factor in Colorado water. The keynote speaker was ProPublica's Abram Lustgarten. His series, Killing the Colorado, has been made into a feature-length documentary that Discovery Channel is distributing. He covers human mismanagement, which seems like when you mix that with climate change, it makes the river situation worse. What was your take on his keynote?
We're seeing a reduction in runoff for a given amount of precipitation. With a certain amount of precipitation, the majority of that evaporates back into the atmosphere, around 75%. With increasing temperatures, that's going to become even worse, a bigger decrease in runoff for reasons like that earlier snow melt, earlier runoff, less snow accumulation. So on top of those effects, on top of the climate change creating a decrease in runoff, you've got the human mismanagement or creating a higher demand than the river basin can supply. Lustgarten gave some interesting reasons behind that. Again, there's a variety of stakeholders that create that demand, the cities and hydroelectric dams. But the farmers really kind of took the brunt of the blame for that, and simply by virtue of agriculture making up the majority of that demand. I think he said something like 70 to 75% of the demand on the river basin, it goes to agriculture. So the river district and all the players involved here are really looking to the farmers to find ways to curtail their use. But there are some obstacles to that as well. He mentioned some federal government incentives that really encourage farmers to grow crops that require a great deal of water. Also, Colorado water rights have an interesting use-it-or-lose-it rule, which essentially penalizes a water rights holder if they can't show that they need all of that supply.
Well, and Abram Lustgarten also exposed the water use tax loophole that we covered here on KDNK back in August, and folks can listen to that entire interview with Abram on our website at kdnk.org. But he found that there are ranchers in parts of the river basin who are getting bigger tax write-offs the more water they use. Ryan Summerlin, reporter with the Post Independent, will link to his article, Colorado River Faces Flood of Challenges, on our website. Thanks again for speaking with us on our news brief, Ryan.
Thank you, Gavin.